Okay, then we talk about the effect of the azathioprine is produced. The immunosuppressive effect of azathioprine is produced in about 6 to 12 weeks when you start giving it. But before giving this azathioprine, there is an important pre-treatment investigation which need to be done, that is the TPMT levels, and this TPMT stands for thiopurine methyltransferase, which is an enzyme. So this enzyme is very important for the metabolism of this drug. So we have to check the levels of TPMT, and after that, when we have to make sure that the levels of the enzyme are quite high, then only we can start giving this drug. So what are the levels which we are going to check? If the TPMT level is more than 19 units, then it means that the level of enzyme is high and we can safely give the drug, and we will start it with the dose of 2 to 3 mg per kg. But if the activity is intermediate, that means the level is between 13.7 to 19, then we give it with half the dose, that is 1 to 1.5 mg per kg. If the TPMT assays are low, means the level is 5 to 13.7, then we start with the dose of 0.5 mg per kg. And if it is very low, means less than 5, then we will not give azathioprine. So this is the dose adjustment which we are going to give in azathioprine depending upon the TPMT level. And the available forms of azathioprine is in the oral tablet forms and in the injectable forms, which are given IV. The commercially available names are Imuran, Amarin and azathioprine tablets, 50 mg per tablet, and even in the injection form per vial contains 50 mg. Then the pre-treatment screening is that we have to take a complete history and do the complete examination to check whether the patient is taking any medications already which may interact with azathioprine, or the patient is having any kind of infections, any malignancy, or any kind of means gastrointestinal tract abnormalities which might interfere with the azathioprine. So after taking the history and doing the complete examination, we are going to do the basic baseline investigations including the full blood count, LFTs, renal function test, to check if there is any renal impairment or hepatic impairment which may necessitate the close supervision and of the hematological liver parameters. As I told you before, the TPMT levels are going to be done before starting the therapy. And then once we have started giving the treatment, we'll do the LFTs and the full blood count. Initially, we are going to do it weekly for the first 4 to 8 weeks after initiating the therapy, and after any increment in the dose. And once the dose has become stable, then we will do it every 2 to 3 months. But because the TPMT levels are not done routinely everywhere, it is an expensive test. So if it is not available, then we don't do it. And we start the dose at the lowest possible dose, that is 0.5 mg per kg. And then we are going to increase the dose after 6 to 8 weeks. As long we are monitoring the CBC LFTs and there is no abnormality seen, then we are going to increase it after 6 to 8 weeks by 0.5 mg per kg, and then again we are going to increase it by 0.5 mg per kg after 4 weeks. So this is the way we are going to increase the dose step by step if we are not going to do the TPMT level. If it is available, then we can give the direct dose quite confidently.